A listener says, congratulations to Kerry's heroes and especially our own Joe O'Connor. My grandfather Michael McQuinn was the first Kerry victory in 1903 and founded Curs of Rahilly's first chair. His wife Kitty Barrett was the first cousin of Joe Barrett, first Stacks captain to get Sam Maguire, who walked her up the aisle. My mum, Anya McQuinn Ryan, one of a select special few who was born, raised and still living on Rock Street, the street of champions. Enjoy the celebration. That comes in from her daughter, Catherine Ryan, First Lady Secretary of Austin Stacks. Up Kerry and up the Rock. Well, it is to Austin Stacks that we're going next, because that's where Sam Maguire is going to be this evening. With me on the line to talk about this, we've got chairperson of Austin Stacks GAA Club, Shane Lynch. Shane, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Not too bad. Tell me what's happening this evening on Rock Street and in Connolly Park.
Jerry, thanks for having me on. Listen, huge amount of preparation ahead of what we think of the historic evening. First time in 42 years that Sam Maguire comes up Rock Street and into Connolly Park. Gerard Power brought the trophy home for us in 1980 as the Kerry captain. So we're gathering outside at the bottom of the Rock, outside the Brogan at 6:30 this evening, and gathering there and building up the noise and the colour ahead of the parade. We're going to have our traditional match day parade, which we're famed for, that we have for all of our county championship matches. We're going to bring that atmosphere and noise this evening. And at 7:30 sharp, then we have the parade ahead of the team bus with Joe and Sam and our Stacks players, Jack O'Shea, Dylan Gregg at the front of the bus, leading up through the Rock and all the colour and music and noise. And we'll bring it all then to Connolly Park for a reception at 8:30 this evening, where your own Andrew Morrissey is going to be our MC.
Well, fantastic. Great stuff. And so it's all getting underway. You're asking people to come in big numbers, all getting underway at 6:30. Is that right?
That's right, Jerry. So we're gathering from 6:30. So we've put out the message to our supporter base and all of our juvenile players, and their parents have to attend and to wear both their Kerry and their Stacks colours. But I've also extended, Jerry, the invitation to all the clubs in town and to the chairperson and secretaries of all the clubs in town, because we really want to make this a town event. We had a fantastic event last night and we want to continue that. Obviously, it's Stacks' honour having the Kerry captain this year. But we also, as you would have seen from some of our posters around town last week, it's the Tralee Nine, as we call it. We've 9 Tralee players. I don't know if that's a record, but certainly a huge fan representation. So the Nagail, the Kearns O'Rahillys and Mitchells clubs and all their supporters are more than welcome to join us. And we'd encourage them to join us to really swell the crowd and to join us in Connolly Park then, where the players will be presented on stage at 8:30, and the players then for about half an hour will mix with the kids for photo opportunities and autographs and all that before we retire to the clubhouse for a few well-earned refreshments.
There you go. So there'll be a stage set up in Connolly Park and that getting underway around about 8:30, that section of it.
We expect, yeah. It's hard to pin it down, I suppose, having looked at the last yesterday, and obviously there might be some delays, so people to bear with us as much as possible. But yeah, we anticipate being up in Connolly Park about 8:30, and we'll have a celebration up on the balcony, actually, of our dressing room, looking out over the Nuns Field. So we'll have loads of space for everyone, and please God, the weather forecast will hold. We believe it's going to be a nice evening, and that should help us with such a historic occasion.
Yeah, certainly should be. Hard to believe it's been 40 years.
Would you believe it? Yeah, when someone said it to me, of course, you know, where I remember as a 5-year-old child, remember seeing Gerard Power lifting the trophy. But yeah, given the success of the club and the number of county players we've had, it's still hard to believe it is that long. So that really makes it, extra special. And for Joe and his family, for Helen and Jimmy and his mom and dad who'll be there with us this evening, it's extra special. And Gerry, if you don't mind, just a quick thank you I'd like to extend first to the county board for giving us this opportunity, to Patrick and Peter Twiss and the guys in the county board for holding us this opportunity tonight. And also I have to say on behalf of Austin Stacks to Sean O'Shea, his speech, one of his first things he mentioned in his speech was about paying tribute to Austin Stacks and the county champions. It was just pure class act on Sean's behalf on Sunday. And from dealing with Alan Sheehy and with Sean Senior over the last couple of days, I can't speak highly enough for the way Kinmare have respected us and the relationship we have with them. And I know they're going to have a huge night down, and I'm going to go down myself to Kinmare tomorrow night for Shawnee's homecoming. But huge respect to Kinmare for donations over the last couple of days and supporting us with this.
Yeah, one of the things that came through from last night was, I suppose, the passion and the support that's there, but also how important these nights are, 8 years since it happened last, to try and, I suppose, make that connection and keep that connection going with people, with the supporters, and particularly the younger supporters, Shane.
Very much, Jerry. I mean, we've in Austin Stacks, we've been on this epic voyage. We started it late October when we won the first round game of the county championships and beating East Kerry. And this has just been a continuation of it. It just hasn't stopped. It didn't stop on the 5th of December winning county championship. It was Joe being nominated as captain and our four players. And all the way through from the county championship into the Kerry team and our Kerry players, that connection with the young players. I was there myself. I'm sure you were your time, Jerry, with homecomings.
Yeah.
What it means to young kids and that connection, and actually be able to touch and physically see the great players. You know, it's fantastic to see them from a distance in Croke Park or on television, but that mixing with your heroes. I remember in Holy Family School, Mikey Sheehy and Ger Power and John O'Doe's bringing Sam down, and what that meant to me and to kids of my age. And it's the same, that connection with the youth, and they now feel that's something that they can aim for themselves. They can touch it, they can feel it now, and it's a very local thing that they can see their stars up front like that, and the inspiration it gives them.
Spot on, certainly is. Well, listen, Shane, enjoy this evening, and congratulations to Joe and to his family and to all involved from Austin Stacks. Should be a great night.
Lovely, Jerry, and thanks for having me on.
No problem. There you go. That's Shane Lynch there, chairperson of Austin Stacks GAA Club. That getting underway from outside the Broken Rock Street at 6:30 this evening. So get along to that one to see Sam Maguire go to the top of the rock.